Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the Missions and College and Adult Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. And this past week, I had the privilege to preach at our Plain City campus. And we're looking at Luke chapter 18, the parable of the rich young ruler. And it just got me thinking about a lot of different things. But I wanted to just focus our time together this morning, just thinking about maybe three questions and in reference to what is it that we maybe spend more time, effort, and focus on than we do Jesus? So three questions. Let me just throw those out. What is it that you love more than you love Jesus? What is it that you love more than you love Jesus? Number two, what is it that you trust in more than you trust in Jesus? What is it that you trust in more than you trust in Jesus? And then number three, what is it that you obey more than you obey Jesus? What do your attitudes and actions demonstrate more than they do Jesus? You think about the rich young ruler, right? And obviously it was money and possessions. I mean, it says that from the very beginning. A ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." And he goes through the commandments, but when he heard these things, he became sad because he was extremely rich. He's not willing to give his life to Jesus because he has to hold on to this wealth. He has to hold on to this possession and this money. And so those questions, what do you love more than Jesus or trust more than Jesus or obey more than Jesus? Maybe that is money for you, this idea of short-term pleasure over long-term security. Maybe it's power. Maybe it's comfort, right? You just got to have the next best pillow and you've got 100 pillows already on your bed, but you need another one. Or maybe it's Bath and Body Works and you've got to have the best smelling soaps and the greatest soaps. Or maybe it's vacations all the time instead of going on mission trips or serving the city. Maybe it's approval or a person or a reputation. I don't know what that is for you, but I hope that by the end of today, just spending time with the Lord in prayer, that you'll see that Jesus is better than all those. That Jesus is better than stuff. He's better than power or comfort or approval, right? And we've got to be willing to put our faith and our hope in Christ and just rely on Him for everything. And that ultimately is my prayer for us today, that we'll just think about what are we trusting in? What do we love more? What are we obeying more than we love Jesus? And that we unlike the rich young ruler, that we would be willing to give those things up. And that we would put all of our faith and all of our hope and all of our trust and all of our love and obedience into following after Christ. I shared this with the church on Sunday, but Dr. Danny Aiken, who's president of the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in Wake Forest, North Carolina, he said this in a sermon on this passage. He said, "Salvation is easier than you think, harder than you think, and probably better than you think. But don't miss the sad and terrible lesson of the rich young ruler. Salvation is a blessed and free gift of God's omnipotent grace and boundless mercy. But He will not give it to a man or woman, boy or girl, whose heart puts other things ahead of Him. If you're not willing to turn away, walk away from your sin, your possessions, your ambitions, your false religions or self-centeredness, then you cannot turn to Christ and be saved. Don't let anything stand in the way of your coming to the Savior. In the end, you will painfully learn it was not worth it." Let's put our faith and our hope and our trust in Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we acknowledge that You are God, that You are in all things, before all things, Lord, that You know all things. Father, thank You for sending Jesus to die on a cross that we might have eternal life, that we might have salvation. Lord, for those of us that have put our faith and our trust and our hope in You, Father, help us to get rid of these things in our lives that may take precedence over You, things that are a distraction, things that take time away from just being with You, whether that's reading Your word or prayer or ultimately sharing and showing the love of Christ to our neighbors and our friends and our coworkers and our teammates and schoolmates. And God, help us to be obedient to do the things that You have called us to do. Lord, help us to, unlike the rich young ruler, Lord, to be able to give up those things and just follow You with all of our heart. Father, we love you and we thank you for the opportunity to know you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Take some time and just pray to the Lord. Just give up some of those things that maybe are distractions or keeping you away from time that you can spend with him. Pray that you have a blessed day.